You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Adrian.
And I'm Natalie. This is Records Management.
Hello, welcome. We have with us back from the other side of Canada, Natalie. Hello, how are you doing?
A little tired, but I'm doing well otherwise. How are you, Adrian?
I'm pretty good. I guess you're still stuck on that East Coast time zone.
I did sleep a lot last night to try to get back on Pacific Standard Time.
But, back on local time.
But yeah, it's just the traveling itself, the running around. I'm still recovering.
Well, I mean, today is Hallows Eve so I guess we've got some spooky music for you today. We've got stuff from Spooky Folk, Ken Steed, which is a great artist Natalie discovered in the airport in Calgary.
Yeah, it's actually pronounced Stead. I made sure to ask twice how to pronounce his name.
Well, it's a good thing you asked so I could screw it up.
It's okay.
The first track we've got here is by the aforementioned Spooky Folk. It's called I've Been Alone. And I was listening to it last night and I was like, there's nothing spooky about this track. But about 2 minutes in, you get some spooky violin. So let's take a listen to this song. This is I've Been Alone by Spooky Folk.
I've been alone Kim Beggs is an internationally acclaimed recording artist from Northern Canada's Yukon. She's a 7-time Western Canadian Music Award nominee, including this year, and a 3-time Canadian Folk Music Award nominee. You can support Kim by purchasing her great merch. Check out her t-shirts, tote bags, and tea towels with complete lyrics silk-screened onto them. Her merch is available at shows and from her website at www.kimbeggs.com. That's www.kimbeggs.com. There's a ring on my
finger. Discorder Magazine presents Hail Discordia, 35 years of Discorder Magazine.
This event showcases the diverse cover artwork in Discorder Magazine's 400-plus issue run from 1983 to present day. Don't miss the opening reception at Hash Gallery from 7 to 10 p.m. on November 1st. Catch the rest of the showcase running from October 29 to November 22nd, Monday to Friday, 12 to 5 p.m. We'll see you there.
You're waking the neighbors! No!
The Alliance for Arts and Culture has launched a new project called Spacefinder. It's a free-to-list, free-to-search database that helps artists find spaces they need for performance, rehearsal, exhibition, and more. You can search by area, price, and space needs. Go to bc.spacefinder.org to find or list your space now.
Welcome back. That was Roya by Daniel Romano. We also heard Them Shoes by Patrick Swaney and I've Been Alone by the Spooky Folk, the spooky song for your spooky show. What do we got coming up next?
Well, I have a little story to tell about what's coming up next. So when I was flying back from Toronto yesterday, I had a stopover in Calgary, and Calgary is my hometown, but I wasn't there for very long. I was like sitting there. And I was sitting in Gate A, if anyone's familiar with the Calgary International Airport. And there's like a bar there. I forget what it's called. But I heard this music that I thought was coming from the bar. But song after song after song, it sounded like the same person. I'm like, oh, they must be playing an album. Like, this guy's really good, though, so I'm going to go ask who it is. So I went up to the bartender, and as I'm walking up to the bartender, I realize there's different music playing in the bar. The music is coming from somewhere else. So I kind of take a look around, and there's actually somebody busking a little ways down from the bar.
Wait, hold on. You mistook someone busking for someone being played over the PA?
Exactly.
Weird.
That's how good quality that audio was, I guess, right? So I'm walking down the hallway, and he had just finished a song, and he was, I'm not a guitar expert, but he was doing something to his guitar.
He was strumming or something.
No, he was like, I think he was just trying to fix something. I don't know. So he had a moment of silence, pretty much. So then I went up, and I was like, hey, like, I really like your music. And he offered me a CD, but he wasn't sure if he was allowed to give me one because he was, you know, being watched. And it was apparently the first day that the Calgary airport was trying out the whole busking thing.
Oh.
So he wasn't sure what the rules were and everything. So I said, that's okay. I'm going to find you online. Super, super nice guy. I made sure to ask him twice how to pronounce his name. So it's Ken Stead. I believe he's from Edmonton, if I remember correctly. At least that's what I remember from his bio online. And yeah, I really like his music, and he's got a fantastic voice.
Wait, hold up. He's a busker who has an online presence?
Well, yeah, because I don't think he just busks. Like, he does shows everywhere. Like, I've looked at this guy's, like, past shows, and he, even the smallest venues, like, all over the prairies, like, I think he recently played in your hometown, Prince George.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's how far up he's been.
Awesome.
Yeah. So this one that I chose, I went through, I think I found this on Bandcamp. I went through some of his music and I'm like, what am I going to choose for today? And I really loved the song Little Bird. So that's what I chose to put on the set.
All right. I guess this is Little Bird by Ken Stead, not Steed.
Correct.
All right.
Little bird, oh, you make me sing. Sing another tune. Even though you've broken your wing, you'll be flying soon. Little bird, you are stuck in your cage with the door open wide. Can't you see there's a whole other world? A whole world there outside. Little bird, I know you will find your way. Oh, you'll find your way soon. When the time is right, you will take flight. Then I'll fly.
My tired legs brought me to this place. My tired eyes just to see your face. My worn heart can't take it anymore. My poor heart, what's it waiting for? Play what they call music. Something I don't wanna hear. The king of the night just gave me such a fright. I think those are hands around my waist, but I've been drinking so long I can't taste. And who is he, who is she, what they say? I know I've met that one before. Does my face deserve to be ignored? I've had about enough. Tonight I can't be tough. Call someone, get them, pick me up. Call someone, I just dropped my. Tired eyes just to see your face. My worn heart can't take it anymore. My poor heart has seen all this before. I'm gonna get me to the road. I'm gonna get me where I know. I can't.
In the words of Henry David Thoreau, it's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see. Multicultural Ministries is a national, cross-Canada, non-profit organization that runs temple tours and gives unique perspectives into different religions from around the world, including Buddhism, Sikhism, and Islam. To find out more about them, the tours they offer, or to book one, please visit templetour.weebly.com.
Let's see here, God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
UBC Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
Once lay 6 feet deep beneath the shadow of a northern pine. A wooden cross marked my spot. I was almost forgotten and lost. Now don't go telling the village priest. My brothers came up with a plan. my plot wasn't fair. It wasn't just, and they began to dig me up. I'm lonesome in the grave no more. Lonesome in the grave no more. You won't find me where I used to be. Lonesome in the grave no more. The night was dark and the lantern dim. The soil gave way to the spade. They dug me up and they dug me back in next to mother and the family grave.
I'm lonesome in the grave no more. Lonesome in the grave no more.
You won't find me where I used to be.
Lonesome in the grave no more.
The dark, and no one knew when the church bells chimed that wrong had been made right. And now we rest in the churchyard, but you won't find my name on the stone, 'cause the ground settled in and the mosses grow, and all is well with my soul.
I'm lonesome in the grave no more. Lonesome in the grave no more.
You won't find me where I used to be.
Lonesome in the grave no more.
You won't find me where I used to be.
Lonesome in the grave no more.
You won't find me where I used to be. Lonesome in the grave no more.
You just heard Lonesome in the Grave No More by Doris Fokins. And before that, we heard I'm Gonna Get Me to the Road by Lisa O'Neill. Lisa O'Neill is an Irish folk singer that I just discovered over the weekend. Like her very much. And at the top of that set was Little Bird by Ken Stead. Ken Stead was the busker, the musician that I met in the Calgary airport yesterday. Super nice guy. Check out his music.
The fortuitous meeting you had yesterday.
The very fortuitous meeting. I texted you about it right away. I was like, I have another song to add to the list tomorrow.
Now, I want you to picture this. Picture me, Adrian, 10 years ago, a full decade, in Prince George, young, impressionable, doesn't really know what kind of music he likes yet, and he's going to see Gord Downie and his accompanying band in the CN Center in Prince George, and the opening act, whom he's never heard of, is Nico Case and the Sadies together performing as one group. Now, I was pretty excited to see Gord, but I came away from that concert way more excited for both the Sadies and Nico Case. I was super pumped on them after that concert. I had a great time. And now I want to share my great concert experience with you listeners, because we've got a song first by Nico Case, and then a compilation song. Well, actually, the whole album was a compilation, but this particular song is by Gord Downie and the Sadies together. But first, we've got Nico Case with Hell On.
Contract or sets no glass or gables. God is a lusty tire fire. It's bristle scrape and strike the stage. Rock, paper, scissors, rage at mercy on the natural. My voice is not the liquid waves, the perfect rings round a heron's legs. My voice is straight garroting wire, a stolen mile of fingerprints, peeled up quiet from the dunes, captured and re-spooled as ruined to be used at a different time. Fracture of shin bones lust, pounding barefoot ground that lifts you up and sits you just at sorrow's waterline. I drape you on tomorrow's plate, fairest metal, marrow spilling, not yours but mine. I'm an agent of the natural.
Your eyes are
That was In the Dark by Rainwolf. We also heard Budget Shoes, the compilation song by Gord Downie and the Sadies. And opening off that set was Hell On by Nico Case off her 2018 album, which was really great, by the way. And that was just more contributions to our spooky music playlist. What do we got coming up next?
This is a song called Driving in the Dark by someone named Mariel Buckley. I was trying to find some music from the prairies. And I don't even remember how I stumbled across her, but she's from Calgary. Super cool, super gritty. I actually think that was my impression, and I think that's actually one of the words that somebody uses to describe her in her bio. But
gritty.
Yeah. I like her. I think she makes the kind of country music that you can get on board with. You personally, Adrian.
Me personally, wow.
You personally, I think that this is the kind of music that you would like.
That's quite the endorsement.
Yeah. Quite the endorsement. That says a lot, because I've been trying hard with limited success, but success nonetheless, at getting you to like some of the music that I like. And I think that she's another one to add to the list of songs that Adrian has been converted to.
It does happen occasionally.
All right, well, there's only one way to find out. Let's give her a listen. This is Driving in the Dark by Mariel Buckley.
Never been a gambler. Tonight I'm all in. Driving in the dark. Turn my headlights off. Tired of the skyline. Yeah.
Of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Biltmore Cabaret, Red Cat Records, Lucky Comics, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Neptune Records, The Rag Machine, The Regional Assembly of Text, and so many more.
You're a true friend.
All right. So first off, we heard Driving in the Dark by Mariel Buckley. And then fittingly, one we could say ironically, we heard Light Has Returned by Cursed Arrows.
It's almost like we planned that.
It's almost like you planned that.
Yeah. Spooky. What a weird coincidence.
What happened? All right. So we have only one more song left for you. It's the end of our hour. So, Adrian, how excited are you to hear some Belle Plaine?
I'm pretty pumped. I'm not going to lie. I really like that Driving in the Dark song, by the way. You're right. It was something that was right up my alley.
Good. Good, good, good. My plan is working. Well, in continuation of my plan, we're going to listen to some Belle Plaine. This song is called Radio Dreams. And after that, we're going to be signing out. So for me and Adrian, I hope you manage to have a nice day.
Mm-hmm. A spooky day, and it's been fun.
Shadow is long and lean, and the shoreline.